Okay, then, the question is, why would anybody believe in God? The question we're going to ask is, why would anybody believe in God? Christians have a number of different arguments that they would advance for saying why somebody should believe in the existence of God. First one's called the moral argument. You've all heard of the moral of a story. It's called the moral argument, and that says that God is the only explanation for morality. God's the only explanation for morality. And this is really an argument from right and wrong. So the moral argument says that you can only explain right and wrong, good and evil, if there's a God. Therefore, you should believe in God. So let's take a very simple moral rule that everybody can agree on. People disagree about all sorts of things. People disagree about whether capital punishment, you know, executing criminals. They disagree over whether that should be allowed, over whether abortion should be allowed. GCSE, RE, you look a lot at different issues that people disagree over. So if we look at one that everybody is agreed on, it's always wrong to torture a baby to death for fun. Okay? Straightforward. Baby, if you think you can kill a baby for fun, there's something wrong with you. Everybody's agreed on that. You can't do it for fun. It can't be done merely for fun, merely for pleasure. Therefore, don't torture babies. So that's a simple rule everybody's agreed on. Now, if you look at a rule, a moral rule, does two things. So there's a simple one. Please keep off the grass. You've got that instruction, that law. Please keep off the grass. Now, that actually expresses two things. First of all, there's a rule. Don't walk on the grass. So every moral law has a rule. Every moral obligation expresses a rule. Don't walk on the grass. But the rule is based on a value. Why don't we walk on the grass? Because people like nice, neat grass. People like the way the park looked. We don't want litter on the grass. That's why the rule is there. If we go to the baby, why do we not torture babies? Because babies are valuable. They're worth love. Therefore, you do not harm them unnecessarily. You don't do that. You certainly don't hurt them for fun. So the rule is based on a value. And all our moral rules are like that. Murder's wrong. Why is murder wrong? Because each individual human being is of value. So every rule is of value. This is why you guys get really narked in school. Because we have all these rules that you think don't protect any value whatsoever. You think there are rules and you're saying, well, what value does that rule have? You know, don't chew gum in class. What value does that protect? Well, we're going to say it stops somebody sitting down at the table, putting his hand on the table and getting his finger stuck in somebody else's chewing gum. But, you know, the length of your tie. What value does that protect? And this is why you guys get annoyed sometimes. You see rules that don't seem to have any purpose behind them. They don't protect any value. What's the point in them? You hate pointless rules. So, you've got every moral rule protects a value. Now, here's a question then. There are moral rules. Everybody agrees that there are moral rules. Everybody's agreed you don't torture babies for fun. So the question then becomes, well, can atheism explain morality? If you don't believe in God, can you explain those rules? I mean, where do those rules come from? Well, there's different explanations that are offered. And these would be objections to the moral argument. They would say, well, some people would say, well, morality helps keep the species alive. So where does morality come from? Morality keeps the human species alive. After all, if we all could go about all day, every day, murdering each other, shooting each other, the human race wouldn't be around for very long. But even rules like don't steal, or be kind to each other, or help each other, those rules help us survive because we need each other to get along and to survive in the world, and it's a dangerous world. So some people say that's where moral rules come from. The reason we have these rules is to keep the species alive. Some problems with that. Suppose we find that the best way for the human species to get ahead would be to follow somebody like Hitler. Or some of you might have read The Hunger Games or watched The Hunger Games films recently. We have this immensely cruel system in which these people who live in a capital rule all these districts and rule them very, very cruelly because they reckon us to the benefit of the human race. Well, what if we found out that that was the best way forward? What if we found out the best way forward for the human race, the best way to help us survive, would be to set up an incredibly cruel dictator? Well, would that be right? No, most people say, no, hang on, that would still be wrong. Even if it is an advantage for our species, there are some things that you don't do. So during the Cold War, in between World War II, really, and 1990, America and Russia had tens of thousands of nuclear weapons aimed at each other. And some American generals actually argued that we should drop nuclear weapons on Soviet cities because we don't want communism to survive. America's way is the best way forward. So for the good of the human race, bomb the Russians. Now, thankfully, people said no. You do not murder men, women, and children just because it would be beneficial for us overall as a species. You don't do that. There are moral rules there. So that's in the big level. But what about your level? There are these rules saying you don't cheat. There are rules saying you don't murder. Well, why don't we murder? Well, because if people murdered each other all the time, then there wouldn't be very many humans left. If people stole from each other all the time, then nobody could get ahead in the world. So that's why humans don't do it in general. But what about you if you could get away with it? You know, if you could steal but nobody would notice. If you could murder somebody and nobody was going to notice, it wouldn't harm the human species as a whole. You know, imagine you're left stuck on a desert island with somebody who really, really, really annoys you. Somebody's really irritating you. And you're on this desert island, you're waiting for rescue. It's 3 days before a rescue boat arrives. You've heard on the radio a rescue boat's coming. This guy's driving you up the wall. So in the middle of the night, just before the rescue boat arrives, you clonk him on the head, kill him, throw his body in the water. Rescue boat arrives and says, "We thought there were two of you. Oh, my friend died natural causes a few days ago and I buried him at sea." They don't know any better. You know, the world's no different for this guy not being in it anymore. Even better, suppose your friend actually was ill and was likely to die in the next year or two. Well, why not clunk him on the head in the middle of the night? You know, this guy was going to go out of the system anyway. Well, nobody knows about it. You've got away with it. Hasn't harmed the species. But is it still wrong? Well, yeah. So there has to be more to morality than just these rules that protect the human species. Some people say we should be moral. We should follow these moral rules because it's a way of protecting yourself, right? You know, we all buy into morality because it's like self-help. It's an agreement to cooperate. You know, I follow the rules because if I follow the rules, I get ahead in life. And if we didn't have these rules in society, that would be terrible for me and for everybody else. So maybe we should follow the rules out of selfishness. So a rule against stealing keeps people from stealing from me. A rule against murder keeps other people from murdering me. But then you're back to the question. What if I could cheat? What if I could break the rules now and then and not get caught? You know, if everybody else is going to be stupid and follow the rules all the time, why can't I cheat occasionally just to get ahead? But that still seems wrong. And it doesn't work as a basis for morality. It doesn't work as a basis for right or wrong. Because some people could just decide to live fast, die young, and live a good-looking corpse. You know, live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse. Some people break moral rules all over the place because they want to have as much fun as they can before they die. Okay? Some people over time have valued glory more than they have valued a long life. So, you know, they want the glory and battle. So you get people like Hitler and people like Stalin, great dictators who really put themselves ahead of other people. Some people don't value their own life at all. Selfishness doesn't give you a good basis for morality. Selfishness can't explain morality. But the bottom line is this. It's idiotic to say it's wrong to torture this baby because it's wrong for the species. It's wrong, you know, it's absolutely idiotic to say it's wrong to torture babies because it's bad for the human species. Or because it's bad for society, or because the baby's parents wouldn't like it.
The point is, a baby is of inexpressible value. A baby is of immense value. It's an incredible thing. It's a little miracle. And so it's wrong to harm a baby because babies are so valuable. Not because of the harm it would do to other people. We just don't harm babies because babies are such good things. And that means that we have to say that the baby is valuable because it's a person, it's an individual. So that's why babies are valuable. Now, why value persons? Why do we value individuals? That seems to be where all our morality comes from. We don't steal because it hurts people. We don't murder because it hurts people. All our moral rules come from the fact that we value other people, that we value other individuals. The reason that the baby is so valuable is because it's a person. And persons are valuable, according to Christians, because God is a person, or God is personal. God is actually three persons, according to Christianity, but God is personal. And every human individual is of value because God loves each person, and loves each person so much that he sent his only son to die for them. That gives you an idea of the love that God has for a person. But what you have there is a very neat explanation for why there are all these moral rules. Remember, each obligation, each moral rule also expresses a value. It's based on a value. You don't walk on the grass because the grass is valuable to people who go to the park. That's where rules come from. All our moral rules are based on the fact that persons are of value. Well, what explains that? Well, because every human being is like God in some way. We have thoughts, we have emotions, so we're like God in important ways. We're also of value because God values us, because we can come into a relationship with him. You see, if we're a person and God is personal, we can be in a relationship with each other. And God is the most valuable thing in the universe, because everything else depends on him. So that explains why we have all these moral rules. It's to protect things of immense value. You have to be very careful. Some people say, well, look, morality is just something that we invent. Morality is just something that we make up. We make up these rules. So why do we not steal? Because years and years ago, somebody sat down and made up the rule, don't steal. We don't steal because it's against the law. But if that is all there is to morality, we've got a problem. The Nazis thought this way. The Nazi party under Hitler thought this way. They thought, see all these rules? People just made them up. We'll make up a new set. If somebody thousands of years ago can make up the rule, thou shalt not steal. If somebody can make up a rule thousands of years ago saying, thou shalt not murder. And if it's only made up by a human being and it's not made up by God, well, then we can invent our own. And they did invent their own. And that led to the murder of men, women, children. The interesting thing is the Nazis, who particularly in Eastern Europe, did murder small children, did shoot small children in the back of the head, suffered tremendous psychological problems, psychiatric problems. They were aware of what they were doing, that what they were doing was wrong. They had bad dreams. They had nervous breakdowns, and they always made excuses. We're doing this to protect the German people. They tried to make new rules, but it didn't work. These new rules just did not work out. But the danger in saying, look, morality is just something that we make up, the danger in saying that moral rules are just a matter of opinion, is that you're then saying, well, somebody like Adolf Hitler can come along and make a new set of moral rules that allow him to murder people whenever he wants to. Joseph Stalin was exactly the same under communism. Joseph Stalin had people sentenced to death, not because they committed a crime, but because he wanted them dead. And his reasoning was this: the law is whatever I say it is. And if I didn't make up a law that says you're guilty, you're guilty. He didn't believe in right and wrong. You don't believe in right and wrong, you open the doorway to evil. Something that we all believe in, something that we can't help believing in. It's important to realize that you're not arguing here that, you know, only a person who believes in God can be good. First of all, the Bible is very clear
that the devil, for example, believes in God. You can believe in God and be evil. You can also not believe in God and be good. Winston Churchill was somebody who was agnostic. He didn't know whether there was or was not a God, but he was obviously a very good man. The question is not, can you be good if you don't believe in God? The question is, can you explain the existence of moral rules if you don't believe in God? Can you explain moral values if you don't believe in God? And that means you've got to explain, why is each individual human person of value? You also have to explain, why are animals of value? Because we do believe that animal cruelty is wrong. Why is the planet of value? Because we believe that it's wrong to be unnecessarily harmful to the environment. Well, why are these things of value? And the problem is that we can't explain that if we don't believe in God, because eventually, if atheism is true, every star will die and all life in the universe will die with it. Every star eventually will run out of fuel and die. The universe will end. So every person on this planet will die. Every species of animal on this planet will die. All life on this planet will disappear. No matter how hard we try, it all goes away. It's all meaningless. It's all futile. Unless there's somebody greater than this universe who made it and who can come in and give it new power. If this universe is all there is, if atheism is true, this universe is all that there is, and it all dies and ultimately is of no value. Whereas if there is a God who made it, he can rescue it, he can come in, he can recreate it, the new heavens and the new earth, and he values the universe, and that gives it ultimate value. Atheism just can't explain these things. Atheists are basically left in the really embarrassing situation of having to say that we've got no reason to be moral. You can't explain why anybody should be good. There's no such thing as goodness, justice, friendship, honour, right, wrong. These things are all just human creations. Or they're the creation of evolution, which wasn't planned by anybody. It's just the way the universe turned out. And the problem is that if these rules were just created by random evolution, now I don't mean evolution that's controlled by God. Christians can believe that evolution is directed or planned by God. There's no difficulty there. But if atheism's true, evolution just happened, nobody was in control, this is just the way things turned out. Or you could say that human beings just made these rules up. But these things at the end of the day are just human creations. They sprung out of our brains. So if atheism is true, moral rules are just human creations that spun out of our brains. And if that's the case, then we can make or break these rules however we like. But that does not make any sense, because nobody could make a rule that said it is okay to torture a baby to death for fun. If somebody tried saying that, we would not believe them. These rules are just there. We have to explain where they came from. We can't pretend they don't exist. They are as real to us as gravity or electromagnetism. These are things that we just can't deny. They're there. We have to explain them. And the moral argument is that Christianity does a much better job of explaining morality than atheism does. The bottom line in Christianity is that human life has a purpose. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. That's the greatest commandment. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. And what Jesus is saying is this, is if there's going to be morality, if there are going to be any moral rules, God has to be at the center. Somebody greater than you guys, somebody greater than human beings has to have invented these laws. They need to be based on the rulings of someone perfectly good and loving. And then once you've realized this, you have to realize that every other human on this planet is as valuable as you, because God
loves them. And that's what morality is based on. And Jesus then said to people, come to me who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my load is light. So Jesus was saying, come to him and get meaning. Come to him and understand what morality is really about. So that's the Christian argument for God's existence based on morality.